from Carnaby Street to Woodstock and everything in between. This is Zest 60s.
Already, I would highly recommend at some point going on YouTube and seeking out the original demo of that tune and all the other ones that John did whilst at the Dakota in the 1970s. There's something really beautiful about just listening to John at his piano with a tape recorder trying to work out what was going to be his next big hit. Of course, that tune didn't become a big hit until the 1990s when it was part of the Anthology project. It featured on Anthology 1. And you're probably now asking yourself the question, well, hang on, if that's a tune from the 1990s, well, why are you playing it here on a radio station that focuses on the decade that was the 1960s? And normally we don't venture out of the 1960s, but as you know, we like to do things differently when it comes to Beatlemania with me, Jeff, each and every Sunday. And the reason I have kicked off with that one is because, of course, it was by the Beatles, but it was also their last attempt at the Christmas number one spot, which we all thought was a given. You know, it was part of anthology. It was absolutely everywhere. The TV show had just been on. It didn't get to number one, though. It was beaten to top spot, unbelievably, by Michael Jackson, an Earth song. What a tragedy, eh? But that is the first of many Beatles Christmas things we are going to play for you as we do our Christmas Day special here at Beatlemania. I forgot to say Happy Christmas, by the way. I don't know what you're doing right now. Maybe you're still sorting out the dinner. Maybe you're tucking into your dinner whilst listening to this. Potentially you're just having a beer or a glass of fizz. But I promise you, we've got some festive entertainment from the Fab Four all the way through until 1 o'clock, so please stick around. Remember last week on the show we played one of the Beatles Christmas fan club tapes. 1968 was the one that we went back to. We've got a few more of them and also another festive tune from the Beatles too. So lots going on between now and 1 o'clock. Before we get into the Christmas stuff though, got a couple of tunes to play for you. One which featured quite heavily on the Beatles final performance on that rooftop at Savile Row, and this right now from the BBC recording sessions.
I got a feeling. had a hard year. Everybody had a good time. Everybody had a wet dream. Everybody saw the sunshine. Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Everybody had a good year. Everybody let the hair down. Everybody pulled the socks up.
Yeah.
Everybody put the foot down. Oh yeah.
That one on the streaming service Spotify. That's how much I love it. The Beatles, and I got a feeling here at Beatlemania with me, Jeff, on this Christmas Day afternoon. Happy Christmas if you've just joined us. And as I mentioned when we began today's show, that's what we're going to be focusing on, the activity that came in December from the Fab Four. And we're going to begin right now with another one of their fan club records. We're going to get through quite a few of these between now and 1 o'clock. They are fascinating listens. A lot of the time, there's not much music going on, but there's some good banter, some good chat, and possibly you might not have heard this before. This is the Beatles' second Christmas record from 1964.
Good King Wenceslas looked out on the feast of Stephen, as the slow ray round about, deep and crisp and crispy, brightly showed the boot last night on the musty cruel. Henry Hall and David Lloyd, Betty Grable too.
Hello, this is John speaking with his voice. We're all very happy to be able to talk to you like this on this little bit of plastic. This record reaches you at the end of a really gear year for us, and it's all due to you. When we made our first record on Parlophone towards the end of 1962, we hoped everybody would like what we'd already been our type of music for several years already. But we had no idea of all the gear things in store for us. It all happened, really, when Please Please Me became a number one hit, and after that, well, Court of Blimey's Heather No. Our biggest thrill of the year, well, I suppose it must have been topping the bill at the London Palladium, and then, only a couple of days later, being invited to take part in the Royal Variety Show. This time last year, we were all dead chuffed because Love Me Do got into the top 20, and we can't believe, really, that so many things have happened in between already. Just before I pass you over to Paul, I'd like to say thank you to all the Beatle people who have written to me during the year, and everyone who sent me gifts and cards for my birthday, which I'm trying to forget, in October. I'd love to reply personally to everyone, but I just haven't enough pens. In the meantime, Gary Crimble to you, Gary Mimble to you, Getty Babel, dear Christmas, happy birthday, me too.
This is Paul here. Everything that John said goes for me too, especially the bit about birthday cards and apostles. Because all our homes and offices got stacks of mail last June.
Ow!
Well, it was my birthday. Anyway, we're all dead pleased by the way you've treated us in 1963. And we'll try to do everything we can to please you with the type of songs we write and record next year. Oh, yeah. Somebody asked us if we still like Jelly Babies. Well, we used to like them. In fact, we loved them. And we said so in one of the papers, you see. Ever since then, we've been getting them in boxes, packets and crates. Anyway, we've gone right off Jelly Babies, you see. But we still like peppermint creams and chocolate drops and Dolly Mitchells and all those sort of things, don't we?
Yes, yes, oh yes.
Well, lots of people asked us what we enjoy best, you see. Concerts and television or recording. We like doing stage shows because, you know, it's great to hear an audience enjoying themselves. But the thing we like best, I think so anyway, is going into the recording studio.
Yeah, lovely. We enjoy that.
Love
very
that,
kindly.
To make new records, which is what we've been doing all day before we started on this special message. Well, what we like to hear most is one of our songs, you know, taking shape in a recording studio. one of the ones what John and I have written. And then listening to the tapes afterwards to hear how it all worked out, you see. Well, I'm running over my time and people are telling me to stop.
Stop shouting those animals.
I'll finish now with it. Wishing everyone happy Krimble and a Merry New Year, and especially all the ones who paid the subscription.
Ja, das wird und danke schön und den Christmon even. Ja, den Christmon either schon. Ja, das wird wunderschön, boy.
Danke schön.
Ja, Ringo.
Hello, Ringo here. As you know, I was the last member to join the Beatles. I started to play drums in the group 1962. I've been a couple of other groups.
Oh, just wish the people merry, happy. Go on, for Christmas.
Merry, happy New Year. And folks, happy Christmas and May everything you wish be granted.
Singers Wenceslas,
King Wenceslas. King Wenceslas last looked down on the feast of Stephen when the snow was on the ground, deep and crisp and even.
Thank you, Ringo. We'll phone you. I'm George Harrison. Nobody else has said anything yet about our fan club secretaries, Anne Collingham and Bettina Rose. Not to mention Frida Kelly in Liverpool.
Get out, Frida!
So on behalf of us all, I'd just like to say a great big thank you to Anne, Bettina and Frida for all the hard work they've done. And we just hope you can go on pleasing you for a long time. Because it's your reaction to our records that really matters. And I'd just like to say, brightly was the sun that night. Though the winter cruel, when a pork pie came inside, gathering winter cruel.
Who'd holler in a grain day, had a very shiny nose, when everybody told him.
Mickey the red-nosed negro, had a very shiny nose.
Merry Christmas, everybody!
From the cavern to the Abbey Road crossing, and everywhere in between.
Yeah.
we could probably spend the best part of an hour talking about all the issues that caused for a certain John Lennon, the legal issues it caused, which resulted in the 1970s with him having to record and release the rock and roll album. That was part of the settlement, because that tune borrows quite heavily from a Chuck Berry song, which is called You Can't Catch Me. If you've never ever heard Chuck Berry's version of You Can't Catch Me, have a little listen to that tune and then listen to the Beatles come together, and you'll see exactly why it ended up in the courts. Maybe one day we'll focus on all the shenanigans that happened, because once he gets to recording that album, the rock and roll one, my gosh, that's another story for another day. But right now, we're focusing on all things festive. It's Christmas Day. Happy Christmas if you just joined us. This is Beatlemania with me, Jeff, across Exeter and the southwest on DAB and wherever you listen right now via our website, zestradio.co.uk. We've already played one of the Beatles' Christmas records. 1964 was where we left them. We're now going to go to the following year for another Beatles' Christmas record from 1965.
So far away. Now it looks as though we're here to stay. I believe in yesterday.
Don't forget, Christmas is coming. Oh, that reminds me. Let's do a Christmas record.
Let's do a Christmas record.
Yeah, what should we say?
That's a good idea.
Ad-lib. We've got to thank everyone. Remember to thank.
Yeah. Thank
you. You can't ad-lib too much because you miss. Well, thank you, Johnny. It's been nice to know you.
Got to thank everyone for all the presents this year.
Yes.
All for buying the records.
Yeah, especially the chewed up pieces of chewing gum and the playing cards made out of knickers.
On behalf of John and I, George speaking, I'd like to thank you for all the Christmas cards and presents and birthday cards and presents and everything too, as well.
On behalf of George and I, I'd just like to thank you all for the Christmas present and all the rest of it.
Thank you. Well, Ringo, what have we done this year?
I see you haven't shaved again.
Well, Ringo, what have we done this year?
We've done a lot of things this year, Paul.
Yes.
Well, we've been away.
Yeah.
And like last year.
Yeah, we've come back all right.
Aye, we've had a lot of presents sent to us for our birthdays and Christmases.
We'd like to thank you. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you for the presents and the cards.
Thank you for the presents.
Happy Christmas to your listeners, where in Ukraine you we belong to everybody, don't you think you knew? Oh, we tutter the Jack McGregor upon his bunny ho. Hack your bunny Christmas with a pound of Irish stew.
Thank you, John.
Down in Virginia with the old black door, we got some, we got some. Down in Virginia with the old black door, we got some, we got some.
Well, for the sake of auld lang syne, that reminds me, Ringo.
Yes.
Last year,
you was here.
We was here, around the same old mic, down in the studio.
Same old guitar, same old faces.
It's the same old song, but a different meaning.
Copyright, Johnny.
Copyright, can't say that.
Hey, yeah, all right, what are we going to do? What's out of copyright?
How about we'll get the lilacs in an old brown shoe?
Yes, that's out of copyright.
But,
let's play a request for all the boys in B-A-O-R-E.
Yeah, all right.
What should we play for them? Because we got some fans in the forces.
Here in Munich, it's not quite as fine as it is in London.
Well, Kenneth, the weather's raining here. It's not very good.
Oh, it's not bad over here, but we had a bit of rain and all that.
Yeah. Stay tuned in. It's five-way link-up.
If you've enjoyed this program, tune to 29314567 megacycles. If you can't find that, drop it.
Chica, be a queen, be a forgot. And never brought to hand China down in Vietnam and China North and look at all the bodies
Jordan China. Floating in the river Jordan.
Well, that looks as though it's about it for this year.
That should cover Israel.
We certainly tried our best to
please everybody.
If we haven't done what we could have done, we've tried.
And if you haven't got yours, send fourpence in and get a free one.
And seeing as we gather around the Christmas microphone here in the studio, we might as well get together with a little Christmas message for you.
which goes something
like this.
Christmas comes but once a year, but when it does, you know it's here because we've got
singing.
Christmas comes but once a year, but when it does, it brings good cheer because we've got the Christmas.
Yesterday,
you are
all my troubles seem so far away. Now it looks as though the hit is day.
Oh, bless
you all on Christmas Day.
Christmas Day.
This year has turned out to be a big year for us.
Christmas Day.
One of our biggest years since we can remember.
Christmas Day.
And we can remember a lot of big years. Take bugs.
Christmas Day.
Christmas Day. And especially those abroad and those of you in BOR 2, 4, 5, 9, 7, 8, 3.
Christmas Day.
There's a lot of them here, one of which a lot of you there, and the weather's perfectly all right, thank you. And don't forget, the old and the new, some folks blue and some folks green. You take no notice of them, it's an all-white policy in this group.
Hey, yesterday. All my troubles seem so far away. Now it looks as though they're here to stay.
Now it looks as though
bless you all on Christmas Day.
But once a year.
And when it comes, it brings good cheer. So don't
Christmas Day. I'm the bad for my Christmas Day.
And I fade it there, Charlie.
Thanks, Evan. Okay, put the red lights off.
And this is Johnny Rhythm just saying good night to you all, and God bless you.
All right, well, that's got it done then. What are we going to do now?
Has he turned it off?
I think he has. Have you turned it off, lad?
Hey, Bassett. From the birthplace of the Beatles, this is Beatlemania with Jeff.
You're gonna lose that
yes,
girl.
Yes, you're gonna lose that girl.
You're gonna lose
that girl.
If you don't take her out tonight, she's gonna change her
she's
mind.
She's gonna change her mind.
And I will take her out tonight and I will treat her kind. You're gonna lose that
girl. Yes, you're gonna lose that girl.
You're gonna lose
that girl.
If you don't treat her right, my friend, you're gonna find her
gone.
Cause I will treat her right and then you'll be the lonely
you're
one.
The only one.
You're gonna lose that
girl.
Taking her away from you,
that's what you do, yeah.
The way you treat her, what else can I do?
Taking her away from you,
watch what you do, yeah.
The way you treat her, what else can I do?
If you don't take her out tonight, she's gonna change her
she's
mind.
She's gonna change her mind.
And I will take her out tonight and I will treat her
I'm
kind.
I'm gonna treat her kind.
You're gonna lose that
yes,
girl.
Yes, you're gonna lose that girl.
You're gonna lose.
We get
to December, a few things spring to mind. The weather gets colder, we start to hear Christmas tunes everywhere, and pantos, they pop up left, right and centre. But did you know that back in the day, the Beatles did their very own pantomime? You didn't. You're in for a treat right now. This is from the 1966 Beatles Christmas record for their fan club. The Beatles decided they were going to do things a little bit differently this year and have their very own panto. This was recorded between sessions for Strawberry Fields Forever, and it's quite an interesting listen. It's the Beatles Christmas one from 1966 on Christmas Day here at Beatlemania with me, Jeff.
Everywhere it's Christmas, everywhere it's on. London,
Paris, oh, and New York,
Tokyo, Hong Kong. Oh, everywhere it's Christmas.
And I'm off to join the charm.
Everywhere is Christmas.
At the end of every year.
Oh, everywhere is Christmas. At the end of every year.
I said that.
Everywhere is Christmas. At the end of every year.
One more time now.
Our story opens in Corsica. On the veranda is a bearded man in glasses conducting a small choir.
Meanwhile, high in the Swiss Alps, two elderly Scotchmen munch on a rare cheese.
Wonderful stuff, this, Agnes.
Aye, it's wonderful stuff.
I'm standing in the entrance to the main tent. Immediately behind me, the festivities have already begun.
Tell me, are you enjoying the wine?
I am indeed, Your Highness.
Hey,
that's well with me.
I am, sir. Oh, there you go.
Very, very good. Well,
my king seems to be enjoying himself tonight.
You know, I've not seen him on such good form since the October Festival.
Same time as this, in the captain's mess on board HMS Tremendous, a toast is being proposed.
To Her Majesty!
To Her Majesty!
Podgy the Bear and Jasper were huddled around the unlit fire in the centre of the room.
There are no more matches left, Podgy,
said Jasper.
Then buy some, Jasper, old friend,
said Podgy.
Make a list, and afterwards we'll go to the shop and buy matches and candles and buns.
There's no more paper to write on, Podgy.
No need to worry, Jasper. You keep saying to yourself matches, and I'll keep saying candles until we reach the shop. Then we won't need to write it down. We'll remember.
We'll remember the buns, Podgy.
We both will, Jasper. Matches.
Candles.
Matches.
Candles.
Matches.
Candles.
Matches.
Candles.
In the long dark corridors of Felpin Mansions, a door slams. And the shadowy figure of Count Balder appears. The Count is the eccentric son of Baron Landsberg, the inventor of the rack. He speaks.
Guten Tag, meine Damen und Herren. Welcome to Felpin Mansions. Butler will show you to your rooms. Butler!
Yes, sir?
Tell the ladies and gentlemen to their rooms.
Yes, sir.
Come this way, please.
Come in.
May I come in?
Come in, Count.
May I?
Oh, yes, come in.
Ah, thank you. I was wondering if you knew any of the songs from the good old days.
Oh, my goodness. Yes, don't you worry on that score. I hear the barrel lights. I hear the barrel lights, the good old tune.
Yes, I do.
So do I, Count. So do I. Well, they're all melody, aren't they? No, don't you worry. I'll play him this one. He liked this one. Is it? Listen to this one. Please don't bring your banjo back. I know where it's been. I wasn't hardly gone a day when it became the scene. Banjos, banjos, all the time. I can't forget that tune. And if I ever see another banjo, I'm going out to buy a big balloon.
And if I ever see another banjo, I'm going out to buy a big balloon. And if I ever see another banjo,
yes, everywhere it's Christmas.
Everywhere it's Christmas. Everywhere it's fun. London,
Paris, oh, and New York,
and Tokyo, Hong Kong.
Oh, everywhere it's Christmas.
And I'm off to join the char.
Everywhere is Christmas.
At the end of every year.
Oh, everywhere is Christmas. At the end of every year.
I said that.
Everywhere is Christmas.
Beatlemania and beyond.
Beatlemania with me, Jeff, across Exeter and the Southwest on DAB and wherever you're listening right now via our website, zestradio.co.uk. Of course, with today being Christmas Day, we've been focusing on the festive output of the Fab Four, playing quite a few of their Christmas records. And we've made our way to the final one for today's show, and it is the last ever Beatles Christmas record. This is a rather interesting one because effectively at this point the Beatles were no more. They'd split up, but the fan club was still going, so they still decided they wanted to get something out there. This was produced by Kenny Every, and it's interesting. There's an exclusive visit with the Lennons at their Tittenhares Park estate. There's a little appearance at the end from George Harrison and Ringo Starr to publicise his new movie that he's got out at the moment. There's lots going on. It's quite a long one as well, but this is the final ever a Beatles Christmas record we're going to play for you right now.
Now, you lads, have you just shouted Happy Christmas for us into this day?
Hey? Happy Christmas?
Yeah. Got one, two, three.
Happy Christmas.
Thank you, same to you. Happy Christmas.
Garden with your wife Yoko, but do you have any special thoughts for Christmas?
Well, Yoko, it is Christmas, and my special thoughts, of course, turn towards eating.
All right, so eating. Well, what do you like to eat?
Well, I'd like some cornflakes prepared by Parisian hands. And I'd like it blessed by Hare Krishna mantra.
Yes, have a wonderful Christmas.
Have a jolly new year.
Make sure that Christmas
comes once a year.
Yes, happy new year. All the best.
This is George Harrison saying happy Christmas. Happy Christmas. 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 Happy, happy.
Oh, good evening to you, Jadel. Good evening to you, gentlemen. Happy to be here. Good evening to you, gentlemen. I fear. Good evening to one and all. I hope you will enjoy the coming sports day of our life is Mama's little boy.
So, how do you like the garden here?
I think it's simply splendid. I'm overwhelmed by its sanctuary.
So, you don't mind this high gates and things, I mean the wall.
I always loved the high walls. The Elizabethan high wall is something I've always loved. Mm-hmm. You see?
Yes.
Lady?
That I hope everybody listening to this has a very happy time at Christmas and has a good, fortunate, lucky new year, and a good time to be had by all. Merry Christmas.
The 70s to come. We've had the swinging 60s, and I was wondering, Mrs. Lennon, how you saw your place in the 70s.
think it'll be a quiet, peaceful 70s, hopefully, you know.
You think there's going to be peace, do you?
Yes, and freedom.
I see.
Freedom of mind and everything.
I see. Really nice.
Everybody will just be flying around, you know.
Everybody will just be flying around, you see. You understand that?
The air is so crisp and all that. It just says something about
deep and
it.
Crisp
delicate.
And even.
And it's
brightly
sort of,
shone the moon last night.
Like
the
a strange
crew.
Magic, you know, just slowing down the process of our thinking.
Has been off you. Oh, well. Good King Wenceslas last looked out on the feast of Happy Christmas. Happy Christmas.
Happy Christmas.
Happy Christmas.
Happy Christmas.
New Year.
Take two.
Happy, happy, happy Christmas.
Happy Christmas.
Oh, 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 oh. Happy Christmas.
Oh, 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 oh.
Happy,
happy
Christmas.
John.
You're cold.
John.
Happy Christmas.
It's warm and nice.
D.C. D.C.
Let's put the light on the trees.
All right, dear. You pass me the light and I'll stick it on the tree.
Merry Christmas, 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 Magic Christian, Magic Christian, Magic Christian, Magic Christian. It's just a plug for the film, Ken. Try and keep it on. This is Ringo saying a Merry Christmas to everybody and a very Happy New Year.
I'd like a big teddy.
I get your think-think teddy then.
Oh, thank you, Mommy.
Be a good boy, John.
Oh, yes, Mommy, I will. As long as you get me a teddy bear.
A twinkling teddy bear.
And a train set.
A melting train set, then.
And a man on the moon that goes on the moon. A man to the moon.
Ice cream moon.
That's right. And lots 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 and lots.
The biggest hits and a few rare ones in this Beatlemania with Jeff.
When I find myself in times of trouble, Mother Mary comes to me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be. And in my hour of darkness, she is standing right in front of me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be. Let it be, let it be, let it be, let it be. Whisper words of wisdom, let it be. And when the broken-hearted people living in the world agree, there will be an answer, let it be. for though they may be parted, there is still a chance that they will see. There will be an answer, let it be.
Thank you very much for your company over the past couple of months since we started this show. And if you're brand new to it, by the way, spread the word. What we like to do every single week is a deep dive into the greatest band there ever was, the Beatles. I know we've been focused on a lot of the Christmas stuff this week, but of course it is Christmas Day, so it's only natural that we do that. But what we normally do is play a load of finished tracks like that one we just got on, Let It Be. Some early demo versions, some early studio takes. Versions of songs that have gone on to be something totally different. Honestly, it's a real Aladdin's cave each and every Sunday from midday. So tell a friend, spread the word. And as I mentioned, we'll be back with you next year in 2023. Going to end now, sort of how we began, because we played the Beatles' last attempt at Christmas number one from 1995, Free as a Bird, when we kicked off today's show. This song came out as the B-side to that last attempt. So we play the A-side. Let's get the B-side on. It's the Beatles, and Christmas time is here again. Have a happy Christmas. Lots of love from myself and everyone here at Z60 to you. Just have a great day, and I'll see you on the other side.
844.
Christmas time is here again. Christmas time is here again. Christmas time is here again. Christmas time is here again.
We've been invited, you know when.
Christmas time is here again.
Oh, you team spell out.
The boys arrive at BBC House.
What do you want?
We have been granted permission, O wise one.
Pass in peace.
Christmas time is here again.
An audition will be held at 10
save the past in the fluffy rehearsal rooms. Bring your own.
Thank you.
Next, please.
Would over here be convenient for you?
Carry on.
Over here. Are you 39?
Next, please.
Get Wunderlust for your trousers. Get Wunderlust for your hair.
Sitting with me in the studio tonight is a cross-section of British youth. I'd like, first of all, to speak to you, Sir Gerald.
Oh, not a bit of it. We had a job to do, Michael.
Yes, quite. I don't think you're answering my question.
Oh, let me put it this way. There was a job to be done.
Christmas time is here again. Christmas time is here again.
On to the next round. In the recent heavy fighting near Blackpool, Mrs. G. Evans of Solihull was gradually injured. She wants, for all the people in hospital, plenty of jam jars by the Ravellers.
And here it is.
Plenty of jam jars, baby. Plenty of jam jars for you.
Are you?
32.
Never.
I am.
Get away.
I am.
Well, what prize have you got your eyes on?
I have.
Ooh. Well, you've just won a trip to Denver and five others.
Oh, thank you.
And also, wait for it, you have been elected as independent candidate for Paddington.
Oh.
So go on for yourself.
Get Wunderlust for your trousers. Get Wunderlust for your hair.
Theatre Hour is brought to you tonight from the arms of someone new.
Hello, I'm speaking from a cold...
Hello? Hello, operator? Hello, operator? I've been cut off. I've been... Hello, it's an emergency.
Christmas time is here again. They've been wrong since you know where. Christmas time is here again. And O-U-T spells out.
And how old are you?
32.
Well, you've won a prize. Get off the show.
They'd like to thank you for a wonderful year.
We'd like to thank you for a wonderful year.
Thank you for a wonderful year.
Carry on.
Look out for yourself.
Come in.
When Christmas time's o'er and your bonny clay is through, I'll be bristling to you people. All the best from me to you. When the beastie brangle mutton to the heather and little inn, I'll be strutting out my tether. Your arms once back again.